Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game, Derek Mason, Braden Gall. Predators back on the ice tonight against Buffalo. Hal Gill going to join us coming up in just a few minutes. We'll talk about that. We spent a lot of time on the Titans, of course, as well as some college football talk. But college basketball in the mid-state area, I think it's stronger than it's ever been, and in the state of Tennessee, maybe ever. So we got a huge game coming up on Saturday, Memphis at Tennessee in Thompson Bowling Arena. Joining us now, national college basketball analyst for ESPN, Seth Greenberg, joining us here. Seth, how are you, sir? Welcome to the show. And how is the state of basketball in the South and in Tennessee right now from your perspective nationally?
Well, I mean, obviously Memphis is almost the epicenter of college basketball in a lot of ways with everything that's gone on there with James Wiseman and the situation with the University of Memphis decided to play him, the freshman class, the expectation, the manner in which they've become a little bit of this year's, iteration of the Fab Five. The success Tennessee's had has been obviously well documented, the job that Rick has done. And even though they lost two terrific players, actually three terrific players, and they are extremely competitive and tough and are built to last. So, Jerry's going to do a good job at Vanderbilt. And quite honestly, he was left some pretty good players. And look, I think Jerry Stackhouse is a terrific coach, but how they treated Bryce Drew was absolutely appalling. But that's another story. To me, basketball is alive and well in the state, and it's a state that loves basketball. That's the biggest thing. I mean, in the South, you take Kentucky out of the equation, the state of Kentucky, who really loves basketball? I'll tell you one thing. People in the state of Tennessee love their hoops.
Yeah, they do. They, Vandy has been, up and down, and it seems like they're trending back up now. Memphis has gotten that program back going. UT, with what they did last year, they're building on it again this year. Basketball just seems like, whether it's Belmont or Lipscomb, it's trending upward when you're talking about national, from a national perspective. Now, looking at basketball in general, we've had several number one, Seth. Is this just, because I've always said I love college basketball because it's so unpredictable. Is this just college basketball or trying to figure out who's number one is going to be harder this year than I think in previous years?
Well, I think it's going to be harder this year. I mean, first of all, it's a byproduct of the number of players that have left college basketball. But think about this. There are 44 guys that left college basketball last year that didn't get drafted. That probably could be helping teams be more consistent. The young teams are just not mentally, physically tough. There's not one dominant player right now in college basketball. Now, maybe James Wiseman will develop into that guy. But if you say who's the most dominant player in college basketball, is Vernon Carey that guy? Well, you need someone to get him the ball. And there's no dominant team. It just every team has a flaw. I said it the other day. I mean, we're in for a wild ride. I mean, that's just the way. These aren't upsets. These are, quite honestly, there's a best team in college basketball. There's a best player in college basketball in a moment in time. But you've got to do it each and every night. And there's not a team that's that much better, that much more talented, that much tougher, that much more experienced to separate themselves. So you're going to see situations like that. A couple of weeks ago, we thought Michigan was, the best team in the country. And then they lose to Illinois. Maryland was undefeated. They go to their first road game. And they get beat at Penn State. Indiana was rolling. They go on the road to Wisconsin that was struggling. They get beat. So I think that it's going to be in a moment in time that the interesting thing is going to be for you guys and, fans, seeding the tournament, NCAA tournament is going to be unbelievable because there's not much separation. And selecting will even be that much harder right now. So it's going to be a great year of college basketball, but there's no such thing as an upset.
Yeah, it's been insane this year as teams are just churning through the top 25. Seth Greenberg joining us here on Morning Drive, Derek Mason, Braden Gall. And, Tennessee's an interesting team. They've got some veteran experience around the perimeter. They've got some nice guards that have played in big games, a young freshman who's a nice wing. I don't know, that team ran so heavily through their front court the last couple of years with Grant Williams and company. I just watched that team, and their loss to Florida State, for example, where Florida State clearly had better athletic ability and size down low. Is that your biggest concern for Tennessee, is just the front court play and when they run up against really athletic teams in the future?
Yeah, I think that the front court play is obviously coming into this Memphis game for sure. I mean, with Precious and the athleticism of Jeffries, you're asking these pawns to do a lot. that he has not shown he could do game in and game out throughout his career. Now, he's having a very, very good season. You're asking John Fulkerson to stay out of foul trouble, rebound the ball, give a little inside scoring, give him, you know, activity up front. But their depth in the front court's a concern. But I think in this game, the bigger question is, can they take care of the ball? The one thing Memphis does to you, and I think Penny does a really good job of getting these guys to try to create havoc, getting these guys to try to make the game faster, getting these guys to try to make you play faster than your abilities and speed you up. And, you know, there's no Jordan Bowen. So Lamonte and Bowden, they're going to have to make good decisions. Josiah James, they're going to have to make good decisions on the run with the ball. Tempo is going to be the most important thing in this game. The faster the tempo, the better it is for Memphis. If Tennessee can handle the ball, and I'm not saying play slow, but own the tempo of the game, then it's going to be an advantage for Tennessee. The more they can set their defense and make Memphis play against a half-court defense, the better it is going to be for Tennessee. So I think tempo is going to be important. I think that rebounding on defense then will be extremely important. Now, Tennessee's a very good defensive rebounding team. Memphis is a very good offensive rebounding team. Not having Quinones is a factor in this game because of his size and his versatility and his shot-making. So, look, this is going to be a great event. I mean, like, I'm big into this game because I think that this time of the year, this isn't a game. This is an event. These two teams, quite honestly, don't like each other. That's just the way it is. It's a real rivalry. Both teams have had a chance to win. It's a real rivalry. It's there's intrigue in the game. I just think it's a terrific game, and I'm excited about it.
Now, we talked a little about Memphis. We talked a little bit about UT. Jerry Stackhouse and Vandy with this three-player rotation that he have in Naismith, Lee, and Pippen Jr. Do you think this year they have the team and the depth to truly compete on the SEC level, or are they another year out? Because Naismith is playing well. He's averaging, you know, well over 20 points. He's shooting excellent from the three-point line. Scottie Pippen Jr. is playing well as Saban Lee. But are they – is it this year or will it be next year they make the biggest jump, you believe?
You know, probably next year. They've got to add pieces. I mean, that's just mm-hmm. You look at who they've beaten and who they've lost to. The best win, I think, is Buffalo. The two losses are Richmond and Tulsa, if I'm not mistaken, off the top of my head. What Jerry's doing is he's setting his standards. He's setting his style of play. Saban Lee is explosive off the bounce. It's a really good fit because, you know, he wants to play fast. He wants to flow into offense. They want to be aggressive. And, you know, and Aaron Naismith is really, you know, just a talented player that can make plays. And Scottie Pippen Jr. has been very, very good and actually shot the ball pretty well from the three, which is something that people question. So, you know, you're not, you know, can they be competitive? Sure, they can be competitive. They're a year older. I mean, you got to understand now. I mean, last year, that team was devastated with, obviously, Garland's injury and other injuries, and they were very, very young. Well, now they're a year older. And how do you learn to make good decisions? You make some bad ones. How do you learn to compete at the next level and deal with adversity? You go through it. Sometimes you have to learn to lose before you learn to win. I mean, that's just the way it is. Those three pieces are good pieces. They've got to add pieces. Will they win some games? Probably. Yeah, they will. I mean, are they going to be an elite team in the SEC? No, they won't. But they'll win some games because Naismith and Lee and Pippen can carry over from a softer non-conference schedule to SEC play. You know, and Memorial Coliseum, I mean, you put all those things together and you're going to stay in games. Now you got to finish games. The one great thing about former NBA guys that have coached, because Jerry Stackhouse wasn't given the Vandy job. I mean, he's earned the Vandy job because of the work he's put in. I mean, like, coaching G League is not easy. Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's really hard. And what the one thing in close games, I think they'll be very good because NBA coaches, former NBA coaches, are really, really good because you get so many situations, time, score, side out, under. You know, it's almost like football, you know, in special situations. In the NBA and in college, when you have a more level playing field and the games are closer, you got to be good at first play of the half, out of timeouts, underneath out of bounds, side out of bounds. And I really believe that NBA experience helps you develop a kind of a mindset and an understanding of how to take advantage of those special situations. So I think they'll be competitive. I think they'll win games. And like I said, I'm really impressed. I don't have to be impressed. I just think Jerry Stackhouse is a very good coach.
We're talking with Steph Greenberg, ESPN. The bigger upside, you just mentioned Vernon Carey, the center out of Duke. But James Wiseman, obviously he's suspended until, I think, the beginning of the year. But he has played this season, and he showed that he's going to be a very good player. But who in your eyes, has the biggest upside?
They're two different players. You know, Vernon can shoot the three, but he's a low-post player. You put him on the right block, he's going to score it. He plays out of a double team. He's got a feel. And James Wiseman is, he's long, he's quick, he's explosive, he's wiry. He's a little bit, he's different. Vernon Carey is going to be, I wouldn't say an old school post player, but a skilled big. You know, I think James Wiseman is going to be more the Marvin Bagley type. He's going to be more of a, athletic run and jump and probably end up probably being a four man. Both very good. I was really impressed. I was impressed with how Wiseman has carried himself.
Mm-hmm.
His explosiveness, his joy for the game, how he's immersed himself in the team. That team is really, they're fun to watch. And the Penny's given them freedom, but they play extremely aggressively on both sides of the floor. Their shot selection could just improve just a little bit. I think of one thing that could hurt them, like when they get completely healthy, if they really, really kind of commit to not taking the first shot, but getting a better shot certain times, at times, their shot selection hurts them. Like you looked at the first half of the UAB game the other day. Their shot selection was horrific. They're down, whatever. Then the second half, they kind of buckled down, got good shots, defended. They could be really an elite defensive team. I mean, they're going to be a team that's going to compete for a Final Four, an Elite Eight. I mean, they're talented enough and they play hard enough. They could clean up their shot selection. I think they could do something really special.
So, Vernon Carey, you believe more is a Joel Embiid than anything.
Yeah, exactly. That's okay. A great comparison. Mm-hmm. That's terrific. Doesn't have the total footwork yet, mm-hmm. but Vernon Carey is really good. And look, you know how good Vernon Carey is? Tell me the last time, excluding Okafor, that Duke played through a low post player.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
That's how good he is. Yeah, they usually make a four man, a five man, and a three man, a four man. I mean, now they're playing, so that big dude's touching the ball. We're going to have him. We don't steal it. That big dude is touching the ball, and then we'll play after that. And that's how good he is.
Seth Greenberg, always a pleasure, man. This is an exciting season, and I think this state is all in on college hoops right now, and it's fun to be here. So, thank you, Coach. We appreciate it.
Enjoy it. And Belmont and Lipscomb, I'll tell you one thing. Those two teams are going to be really, really well coached, and they are always good.
Yeah, no question about it. Thank you, Seth.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Absolutely. Good stuff there from Seth Greenberg. I
could talk college.
Look, dude, the whole
day.
Country is jacked up about Memphis and Tennessee. Like, that's how big this game is on Saturday.
Oh, you're right.
Everyone around the country is paying attention to this.
I wish Wiseman was playing, too, man. God.
All right. Well, just hold your thoughts. We'll come back. And then obviously, the Preds are back on the ice tonight as well. So we'll get to that. Also, tweet us at 1025_MD. Worst Christmas breakups. And maybe you'll win a gift card. We'll have to give that away as well. Don't go anywhere. Morning Drive, ESPN 1025 The Game.